venous procedures. Vascular Institute of Chattanooga performs a range of venous procedures tailored to treat patients' medical needs. To learn about these procedures and what they entail, click each one below. Chemical ablation, Varithena. Chemical ablation, Varithena, is the only FDA-approved foam treatment used to treat varicose veins. This medicated foam can treat the larger veins and is very good for the multiple medium to small veins. The surgeon will often discuss the situation with the patient and guide therapy for the appropriate situation. Endovenous laser therapy, EVLT, is a revolutionary new treatment used for significant varicose veins that previously were only effectively treated by stripping and removal. EVLT is an outpatient procedure that involves ultrasound waves to identify the source of major varicose veins. The vein is collapsed using laser energy delivered from a thin laser fiber placed within the specific vein. The length of the vein is frozen with a local anesthetic to eliminate discomfort and protect surrounding tissues from excess laser heat. The procedure can take between 20 to 45 minutes to perform, and patients have been known to return to work in 2 days. Iliac vein stenting. A metal wire mesh tube called a stent is used to open and improve the flow of blood in the venous system, reducing pressure and pain in the lower extremities. Intravascular ultrasound, IVUS. IVUS is the standard for confirming whether disease is present in the vessel's arteries. A small camera-like device is attached to the catheter, allowing for the surgeon to see a full picture of what the flow in the vessels is like. Sclerotherapy. This is a cosmetic procedure performed to eliminate spider or reticular veins. During the sclerotherapy procedure, a sclerosing solution is injected into the affected veins. This solution causes irritation to the inner lining of the vein, ultimately causing it to collapse. Over time, the treated vein is absorbed and fades away. Common side effects include the injection site bruising, itching, and mild burning, or pain can occur. Skin hyperpigmentation can be a late-term effect. Venaseal. The latest cutting-edge treatment for varicose veins is the Venaseal closure system, which improves blood flow and relieves symptoms by sealing, or closing, the diseased vein. The system delivers a small amount of a specially formulated medical adhesive to the diseased vein. The adhesive permanently seals the vein, and blood is rerouted through nearby healthy veins. Patients often have no pain, very little downtime, and return to their daily life almost immediately. Venogram. A venogram is an outpatient endovascular procedure performed under sedation anesthesia, allowing the surgeon to capture images of the blood vessels. Veins are not able to be seen by general X-ray, so a special dye is used for this test, which highlights the vessels and any potential conditions that need to be addressed. Venoplasty. This technique uses a balloon to open the blocked vein. This procedure is often used with a stent, removing the balloon once the procedure is completed. Venous thrombectomy for deep vein thrombosis. Venous thrombectomy for DVT is a surgery to remove a venous blood clot that is performed in a hospital setting as an open surgical procedure. Advancements in endovascular repair allow for the vascular surgeon to perform the procedure in an outpatient setting, taking 1 hour under sedation anesthesia. The vascular surgeon will make a small incision in the groin, then insert a catheter into the femoral vein. The catheter would be guided over a wire to the clot and visualized by contrast dye that is used during the procedure. Once the clot is reached, it can be suctioned, dissolved, and broken into small pieces, allowing the blood clot to be removed and the blood flow to be restored. Learn about dialysis access procedures.